Oh my gosh. Yeah, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the LEGO Solars Podcast. This week, we got so much news to cover. Before we begin, if you'd like to donate, click the link in the description of this podcast. Every donation will help this podcast out. Also, if you'd like to buy some merch, link in the description. Make sure to check out Gaming Central Podcast for everything gaming, gaming setups, games, and yeah. Yeah, with that out of the way, let's begin, everyone. Oh my gosh, this week we got so much news. Like, I can't believe it. Yeah, I guess I'll give my opinions on each set that you guys probably know about. And yeah. So, this summer wave, I'm excited about. Specifically for a few sets, but I'll get into this first one. So, at $200, we might be getting a R2-D2 remake. So this one was in 2012. There was an older one in 2012. So we might be getting maybe a new model, maybe a bit better, like form on the head. Cause I'm looking at the 2012 one right now and it does look a little like study, you know, if you know what I mean. So yeah, maybe they'll do some angling on that. But yeah, it's $200, we're getting an R2-D2. I'm personally not gonna buy it. I'm not a big fan of like the model collector stuff, like of characters, like BB-8 and Porg. I didn't really get those because they didn't really interest me that much, but yeah. But yeah, next one we are getting is, so not the R2-D2, but $350 we're getting the UCS Republic gunship, which, oh my gosh, is really expensive. I mean, I'm a fan of big sets, and I get that this is supposed to be a collector's, ultimate collector series. It's not for, you know, just an average set basically, but I was really wishing it would be $200 because I was planning to do a live stream of building it, but I don't know. I can't really afford $350, and I'm sure you guys can't either, because that's just an absurd amount of money. But yeah, with the rumors going right now, this is supposed to be $350. I'm excited to see what it looks like. I really want to get my hands on that Commander Cody if I could, but I don't know, man. But yeah, so $350 UCS Republic gunship. I'm excited, but I know I'm not going to be able to get that either. Yeah. So, finally we have one more UCS set releasing, which could possibly be a Death Star or an AT-AT. My thoughts on this, it's supposed to be an $800 set. Oh my gosh, man. But I'm thinking, okay, hear me out. I'm thinking we're gonna get a Death Star. I know that a lot of people a lot of YouTubers are saying that it's gonna be an AT-AT. And I like the idea of an AT-AT, but like, you would have to make that so big to be worth $800. And we did get one like last summer, but I mean, that's just me. I personally think a Death Star would be a little bit cooler, but I know we did get a Death Star as well. But that's just my thoughts. $800, Death Star, AT-AT, yeah. So with UCS sets out of the way, let's get into the sets, the regular sets, basically. First up, we got Duel on Mandalore with a Darth Maul and an Ahsoka for $20. I'm totally gonna buy this. I've been waiting so long for a Clone Wars Darth Maul, and we're finally getting one, dude. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this Darth Maul. I think Ahsoka might be the same. I don't think they need to change her. I mean, the only thing I can see them improving on is maybe making those, the Twi'leek little dangle, the two dangly things, maybe making them a little bit smaller to be more accurate with the Clone Wars, but other than that, I think that they could just keep the Ahsoka the same. But Maul, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see what the print is. We got that Solo Maul, and so I'm guessing that it's going to be similar to that, because his Crimson Dawn appearance is similar to his Clone Wars, but a little different because he doesn't have that golden necklace. But oh my gosh, I'm so excited to get this set. $20, I mean, it's a steal, especially with Darth Maul and Ahsoka. And I mean, this set is gonna be super cool. Yeah. Next up, we are getting a Imperial troop transport from the Mandalorian. I heard it's supposed to come with a stormtrooper, of course. I think it's okay. Hear me. I think it's a we're getting Greef Karga, and I think it's a beret, a mortar. Oh no. Okay, it's a mortar trooper, and it's kind of like a yellowish orange. Ish trooper, and it looks really cool. I mean, it's basically like an incinerator trooper, but yellow. And I was really cool. It was really cool to see that in the Mandalorian as well, because we've never seen an appearance of a stormtrooper like that. And to see one, yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, personally, I'm probably not gonna get this set, but I'm really excited to see what it holds. Yeah, I mean, I do wish that it would have been more the screen accurate one with Cara Dune and the blue guy from the season one that came in, that guy. But I get it. I mean, and getting that mortar trooper it makes me excited. Next up, we're getting a set that I'm really confused about, to be honest. It's a Slave One. Of course, you would think that they would make it based off the Mandalorian, but no, they're making it with Boba Fett and Han Solo, which is really confusing. I mean, I don't really like that. I mean, hear me out. They might be making the Book of Boba, so I can see them. I can see them wanting to make to save Boba and his sidekick. I forgot her name later in the year. But I just don't get Han Solo. I get Boba Fett, but I don't get Han Solo. Any other figures you could include it? I mean, I'd even be fine with Boba Fett and Mayfield, but they did just release a Slave One with Han Solo and Boba Fett plus more in 2019. And I'm fine with the Slave One because that did come back in Star Wars, but yeah, Han Solo and Boba Fett, I don't know. I mean, it's fine, I guess. But I personally won't be getting that. One set I will be getting, though, is the Mandalorian TIE Fighter. I'm so excited for this. I can't wait. Because this, $60, of course, you get the awesome blue and gray Mandalorians. I mean, oh my god. And then the best part of the set, which has got to be Gar Saxon. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for him. He's getting a special mold. I'm definitely going to buy this. I'm definitely going to buy this set. It's only $60, probably a Walmart exclusive according to M&R Productions. But yeah. And the other set that I will be getting is the Bad Batch shuttle for $100. Oh my gosh. All five members of the Bad Batch, including Echo. I mean, I can't wait for this ship. I was thinking that was going to be the $60 set, maybe a little smaller than the Imperial Tidarium shuttle, but I'm okay with a $100 big shuttle, you know. But yeah, I can't wait for that one. And then one other rumored set is the Darth Vader chamber, the white with the black, and it used that you see in Empire Strikes Back. I don't have too much to say about this. It's pretty cool. It's an 18 plus set, and it'll be cool to see that kind of thing. I'm personally not gonna get it, but yeah, I'd be interested to see what it is. It's pretty cool. And then finally on the rumored sets, we're getting a Moff Gideon Imperial Light Cruiser, sorry, with Baby Yoda, the Mandalorian, Moff Gideon, Cara Dune, Moff Gideon, finally, man, an Imperial officer, and just a generic stormtrooper. I'm excited for this set, definitely. It almost looks like a Venator and an Imperial Star Destroyer and a Republic frigate mix, because you got like the Republic frigate engines. Then you got your standard gray and black TIE fighter, of course. But you have the Venator, which like opens up at the top, in the front. But yeah, this ship in the Mandalorian looked really good. I'm excited to see what they have for it. But yeah, and then finally we are getting a $30 set that nobody really knows what it is. I'm really hoping it's going to be a 332nd battle pack or a 212 battle pack. That'd be awesome to see. But yeah. I also said that we could be seeing a, what would you call them? Dark Trooper battle pack. I could see that definitely. But yeah. So that's basically what we got, the content. I'm so excited for this wave. This just blew me away. I was literally like, I was just minding my own business doing some homework, and then I see this video pop up, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, from M&R Productions. So thank you to M&R Productions for finding these rumors. And yeah, so that's the end of this podcast. Like it if you enjoyed it, share it if you'd like, consider giving feedback, improve, leave a question, leave a comment on YouTube if you want to. I'd love to hear some feedback if you guys want to send me any. But yeah, donate if you'd like, buy some merch if you'd like, and have a great week, and see ya.